Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to see you. Come on in. Take your coat off. Well, I sure hope you're not wearing a coat. It's summertime. And let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship together here on this final Sunday of June. That's a thought for you. Final Sunday of June 2015. So good to spend some time with you. It's Joey Kroll with you. I always enjoy our time together here each and every Sunday. And today, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today will certainly be no different whatsoever. So we're going to open up God's Word, read some passages, have some thoughts and devotions, and hear some wonderful God-honoring music. So sit back, relax, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. God's arms will take and shield thee. Thou will find soul is lived. Thou will find soul is lived.
Oh, it's all about you, Jesus. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, I'll tell you what, people have many different reasons for rejecting the gospel. I mean, a common one is to blame Christians for something they did or did not do. And these critics say, well, I know a Christian who treated me poorly, or I went to that church and no one talked to me. And I'll tell you what, Christians are not perfect. Amen. But blaming others, though, friend, doesn't remove one's accountability to God. I mean, the truth of the gospel does not depend on the way others live out their faith. I mean, salvation is about Jesus alone. Some people may use Christians as an excuse to reject the gospel, but they certainly can't point a finger of blame at Jesus. He is sinless and perfect in every way. Pilate said of him, I have found no fault in this man. So don't get sidetracked by looking at the fault of others, friend. Look to Jesus. He alone is the way to heaven. Jesus said in John 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You know, there's a story that's been told about 5-year-old Randy who wanted a toy stagecoach for Christmas. While shopping with mom, he found just the one he wanted. It was about 6 inches long and had cool wheels and dark brown plastic horses pulling it. And mommy, mommy, I want this one, please, mommy, mommy, he begged. And as young children sometimes do, he threw a tantrum right there in the store, insisting that he get that stagecoach for Christmas. Christmas morning came, and he opened the package, and sure enough, it was the stagecoach that he had begged for. He was so pleased, but his older brother said, "You really did a dumb thing to insist on getting that coach. Mom bought you a much bigger one, but when you begged for that little one, she exchanged it." Sometimes we're like that with God. We pray about a specific need and tell him how much he ought to answer it, and we beg and plead and sometimes have our own tantrums, but God may even give us exactly what we ask for, but he may have something better in mind. You know, somebody once said, pray the largest prayers. You cannot think a prayer so large that God, in answering it, will not wish you had made it larger. Large asking results in large receiving.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
Celebrating Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch
like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are gone.
Fred, I pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Yes, here we are at the last Sunday of June, June the 28th, 2015. It's Joey with you. And Psalm 101, verse 2 says, I will behave wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. You know, officials in Philadelphia several years ago were astonished to receive a letter and a payment from a motorist who had been given a speeding ticket back in 1954. John Gedge, an English tourist, had been visiting the city of brotherly love when he was cited for speeding. The penalty was $15, but he forgot about the ticket for almost 52 years until he discovered it in an old coat. He says, after I paid it, my conscience is now clear. You know, it reminds me of the psalmist David, his commitment to integrity. Although he made some terrible choices in his life, Psalm 101 declares his resolve to live blamelessly. As followers of Jesus, friend, we are called to walk in integrity and to maintain a clear conscience. When we honor our commitments to God and to others, we will walk in fellowship with God. Our integrity will guide us and help us walk securely. There is no better test of a man's integrity than his behavior when he is wrong.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a It's all about you.
just you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made, but it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. All about
worshiping the Savior today, hopefully not just today, but every day you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Fred, I do thank you so much. Looking at my little watch here, telling me that our time is winding down, but I always enjoy our time together. You can always catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. My email is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org, or you can drop me a line the old-fashioned way in the mail. I love getting that. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. I'd love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Mark back in the studio tomorrow from having a great, fun, family-filled weekend. So be sure to tune in tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend. Just remember, you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.